Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
I was born in Cyprus in 1956 and I came out here with my parents later that year. So I spent the first 8 months in Cyprus and I came here with my siblings and parents. There was 8 of us in total. I guess my story started with this, the artistic side and the interest in veterans perhaps started perhaps 20 years ago. I had a very strong interest in Australian history, and that Australian history sort of led me to a very strong interest in the First World War, because that was a very big part of Australia's early history. And just reading about what happened there was, it sort of struck a chord with me. So that was, there was a very strong interest as of 2000, I guess. But I guess the tipping point for me was perhaps in 2010, when I was diagnosed with cancer. And I thought, if I survive, I'll perhaps, because I'll just go back a step. I'd been running a graphic design business for up until that stage for 30 years, and it worked, pretty hard, and enjoyed it, of course. But 2010, it may have taken its toll on me, I'm not sure. So 2010, diagnosed with cancer, and I thought, well, if I can survive this, I will perhaps take it a bit easier from work and perhaps take on something like painting that I've always wanted to do, but, work has always gotten in the way, like most things. So having taken a year off work during 2010 and sort of recovering from the chemo, I started taking on this interest in portrait painting. I'd visited a number of exhibitions and been to some lectures at the Melbourne Shrine. And I came across another fellow Greek, which is interesting, a chap called Lambis Anglaizos, who was instrumental in finding the lost diggers, the graves of many soldiers at Fromelles, which is a really bad battle where we lost 5,500 Australians in one night. So Lambis, I was just glued, and just listening to him, he really inspired me. Okay, long story short, I met up with him a couple of weeks later. We had coffee. He discussed what he was doing, and I was just totally inspired by the work he had done, and that sort of sparked this greater interest in World War One history, I guess. And from there, I decided to start painting some portraits, and Lambis was one of the first portraits I painted for the Archibald back in 2012, I believe. So that's sort of where it started, by another Greek. So there you go.
You painted another Greek, another historic figure here in Australia, Héctora Vassili.
Yes. Now that was.
How did you come across his story and decide to make a portrait out of him?
Interestingly enough, my elder sister told me that story when she was visiting us about 6 months ago, and I was just awestruck by that story. I thought it was such a very emotional story, and I just thought it was just a beautiful story. So I thought I'd like to do something. I'd like to perhaps paint him. During this time, I was exhibiting an exhibition called 12 Great Australian Stories, and they were mainly well-known Australians, but some were unknown. I thought maybe I could include young Hector in this, and he could be number 13. But by the time I finished it, the exhibition was drawing to an end. I had made contact with the Greek community in Brisbane, wanting to donate it to them. That didn't actually work out. So I ended up painting the portrait, and I was quite pleased with it. And then it was offered to the Museum of Brisbane, and they sort of thought it'd be great for our collection. Then got back in touch with me and said, look, we can't accept anything during this COVID-19. I'm not sure why, but they said, look, we'll just have to put that on hold for the time being. So at the moment, it is at my home.
Still with you? Still,
young Hector is still with me at the moment. But I think it belongs in Brisbane and not in my studio in Melbourne.
Hector Vassili was from Cyprus too.
Yes.
Would you consider giving it to a museum in Cyprus?
Oh, would be very interested in doing that. I just think it really is a Brisbane item. But if someone in Cyprus was interested in that story, that would be absolutely. I'd be happy to do that. I think if Brisbane Museum doesn't take it on, I'll be very happy to donate it to the Cypriots if that was of interest to them. I think it's a gorgeous story. And look, initially when I heard the story, it was always a young Greek boy, and I thought, well, that's fantastic. But when I'd spoken to the president of the Hellenic community in Brisbane, I did ask what part of Greece was young Hector from. He goes, well, he was actually from Cyprus. It was a Kypel. So that sort of made it even more special for me, I guess, being a fellow Cypriot. So, yeah, it was very special.
You have been helping out veterans. Can you tell us how and why?
I guess the subject of my portraits has been very strongly based on veterans. I guess the turning point here perhaps was meeting Keith Payne, VC, actually in the very hotel I'm speaking to you now in Canberra. We met at a charity function where I had donated a portrait. I met Keith, had the pleasure of meeting Keith and his wife, and we sort of struck up a bit of a friendship. He introduced me to a number of people, and from there the ball sort of started rolling, and got to meet some wonderful people. And that was perhaps the tipping point. When we started, then I started doing a whole series of work on Victoria Cross recipients. And there was a young chap in Melbourne called Michael Madden who was writing a book on our 100 VCs and was keen to talk to me. So he came over to my home and he interviewed me, and he told me the story about his book project, which was a book project that he was doing for an organisation called TPI, which stands for Totally and Permanently Incapacitated Veterans. And he was doing it because his dad was a TPI veteran from the Vietnam War. And he had spent 4 years writing this book, photographing every VC, every actual VC medal, and photographing every gravesite of all 96 past VCs. So we started talking, we struck up this fabulous friendship, and he'd introduced me to TPI, and I started working with them. I started donating paintings to their causes and various other causes. And about 2 years ago, surprisingly, they'd named me their patron, which was a rather special honour for me. So it's just been a beautiful fit. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and helping out our veterans is terrific, because they certainly need as much financial support as they can possibly get. And I think it's still very, very much lacking at the moment, but hopefully things will change. So, yeah, so it was a great honour for me to be involved with our veterans and try and help out where I can.
What are your feelings on the honour from the Queen, yeah, of all people?
The standard answer is always, you know, I'm very humbled by it, and absolutely I am, but I am totally surprised. I just sort of feel as though, you know, I don't know, I just feel as though perhaps I'm not deserving of it just yet. I feel as though I need to do more, and having this current project that I'm working on, book on the on all the paintings that I've done, and interviewing and photographing family members with my daughter, which is very special, which is what we're doing right now, and the money raised from the book sales will go to veterans. So I feel as though this may just make me a bit more worthy, but certainly very honoured to be honoured in this particular way, and just a huge surprise. Absolutely, totally surprised by the whole thing. Pleasantly, of course.
Well, we would like to congratulate you. Now, before we close this conversation, I have to ask you something more of a Greek interest. Did you ever get to learn Greek? Were you pressured from your parents?
Absolutely was. We all went to Greek school. I was probably the dumbest kid at Greek at the Greek school. I think I spent 3 years in grade one, 2 years in grade two, 2 years in grade three. So, you know, there's 7 years. I think I got to about grade three or grade four. So it wasn't a pleasant experience. But look, I can understand my Greeks. Maybe out of 100, maybe it's a very generous 50, perhaps. So I get by. But it was very much instilled in us that we have to learn. We have to be able to speak Greek. And Dad would get very angry if we spoke English when we were young kids in the home. So they instilled that value in us, which is great. And our kids are quite good at Greek too. So they actually, strangely enough, our daughters insisted on going to Greek school, which really surprised me. They wanted to go. So that was another surprise. But they're doing well. But my Greek can do a bit of improvement, but I can get by.
Have you been back to Cyprus? Have you visited Greece?
Yes,
in general, for holidays with the family?
Sure. I think in 2015, we went with the two girls and my wife, the four of us went. We had a fabulous time. We went to Cyprus and Greece and Kefalonia and Lefkada, which was lovely. And the reason we went to those two islands because our daughters had been there the year before, and they said, Mum and Dad, you've got to come to these islands. They are just gorgeous. They're not so commercial like the other ones, but they had a ball there. So we went the following year, and we absolutely loved it. 2 years ago, my wife and I went visited some friends in Kalamata, which was gorgeous. And I think my very first trip back to Cyprus was in 1970-71, which was a long time ago. But I was fortunate enough to spend 6 weeks in the village where I was born, which was really a delight. It was lovely. So have been back a few times.
And when you visit, do you speak Greek there? Or do you try at least?
Yeah, no, I do speak Greek, but my relatives speak reply in English. So it's not exactly a learning process when we get there.
Would you like to say something to our Greek audience in Greek? Whatever you feel comfortable with.
Τα ελληνικά μου είναι πολύ λίγα. Γεια σας και ευχαριστώ πάρα πολύ. Ευχαριστώ.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.